Welcome to This Week in Music. My name is John O'Connor. Today is June 17th, and this is the music news from the past week. Thrice announced a new tour with La Dispute and Nothing Nowhere. The fall tour starts September 15th at the Warfield Theater in San Francisco and ends October 8th at the Novo in Los Angeles. Thursday announced a hometown show on December 30th at Starland Ballroom in Sayreville, New Jersey, as part of their reunion. The New Jersey veterans are already teasing their openers and the set list. Tickets are on sale now. You can head to starlandballroom.com for more information. Clutch announced a fall tour with support from Zakk Wylde's Black Sabbath tribute band, Zakk Sabbath, and the band King. The tour starts September 28th in Buffalo at the Town Ballroom and concludes October 30th at the Palladium in Worcester, Massachusetts. Coheed and Cambria are set to tour this fall with support from Saves the Day and Polyphia. The tour starts on September 13th at Showbox Soto in Seattle and wraps up October 15th at the legendary Starland Ballroom in Sayreville, New Jersey. Anthony Green just announced the Pixie Queen Tour with support from Matt Karakis and Secret Space. The tour kicks off on September 2nd at the Brighton Music Hall in Boston and concludes October 1st in Philly at Union Transfer. Norma Jean announced that their new album is called Polar Similar and will be available on September 9th via Solid State Records. As a part of the Secret Solstice Festival in Iceland, Deftones frontman Chino Moreno has been chosen to do an acoustic set in a volcano on June 18th. This is the first time in history that an artist has performed publicly, not only inside Iceland's Þrúnaþingi volcano, but inside any volcano. The show is limited to 20 ticket holders. The Used announced the second leg of their 15th anniversary tour. Each venue will have two dates where the band will play their self-titled album on the first night and the album In Love and Death on the second. This leg starts on August 16th at Crystal Ballroom in Portland and concludes on September 28th at the Masquerade in Atlanta. Punk legends The Descendants announced a three-month fall tour with openers Modern Baseball, Beach Slang, Fucked Up, and Bully on different legs. The tour starts at Rye Fest in Denver and concludes on November 12th at Roseland Theater in Portland. Ghost announced their Pope Star tour. The 35-city run begins September 16th at the Armory in Rochester, New York, and concludes November 12th at Brooklyn's King's Theater. Kanye West announced his arena tour named the St. Pablo Tour. The fall tour starts on August 25th at the Bankers Life Fieldhouse in Indianapolis and concludes on October 29th in Vegas at the new T-Mobile Arena. Elvis Costello announced a few dates in October. The trip starts on the 3rd at the Paramount Theater in Cedar Rapids and ends on the 18th at the Cobb Energy Performing Arts Center in Atlanta. Buckcherry, Nonpoint, and Failure Anthem will be going out on tour this summer. The tour starts on June 30th at the Thompson House in Newport, Kentucky, and ends on August 10th at the Opinion Brewery in Newport, Minnesota. Baroness will end the summer with a tour featuring support from Paul Bearer. The trip begins on August 12th at the Howard Theater in Washington, D.C., and ends September 9th at the Music Farm in Charleston, South Carolina. Extra Mile Recordings have announced that they have re-signed Against Me and that their new album will be out later this year. Rhapsody is doing something bold and is rebranding itself as Napster. Rhapsody acquired Napster in 2011 and felt that the name Napster has a better global pull than Rhapsody. In case you were wondering, yes, the logo of the cat wearing headphones will be back. Anthony Kiedis of the Red Hot Chili Peppers saved the baby's life while filming carpool karaoke on The Late Late Show with James Corden. During a dance-off, a lady ran out of her house looking for help. Her baby wasn't breathing. Kiedis ran over and gave the baby CPR and rubbed her stomach until her eyes rolled back in place. When the paramedics arrived, the baby was fine and breathing. Ice-T's band Body Count announced that they had signed a worldwide deal with Century Media Records. In Flames announced a new record deal with Nuclear Blast for all territories except for North America and Scandinavia. The band is currently planning to release a live DVD as well as a new album. Former Slipknot drummer Joey Jordison revealed he was suffering from transverse myelitis, which is a neurological condition that induces inflammation of the spinal cord, causing severe pain among other symptoms. He attributed this as the main reason of him leaving Slipknot. He has since returned with two brand new bands. These are the albums out today: Bruce Hornsby and the Noisemakers, Rehab Reunion; Gojira, Magma; Hail the Sun, Culture Stars; I See Stars, Treehouse; The Misfits, Friday the 13th EP. Nails, and You Will Never Be One of Us. Red Hot Chili Peppers, The Getaway. Sherwood, Some Things Never Leave You. Stitch Up Heart, Never Alone. Thousand Foot Crutch, Exhale. And last but not least, Unlocking the Truth with Chaos. My name is John O'Connor, and I'll see you Monday with a new episode of the Behind the Barricade podcast.